Next person is Adam, A-D-A-M, Ridaux, R-I-D-E-A-U-X. You feel okay?
Yeah, that's 99 98.
Oh, you don't have to do that. 97 is fine. No, you're not tachycardic.
Am I good?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, please be careful.
I didn't ever expect
walnuts.
I guess they're
lawnuts. Yeah, they do walnuts. Yeah, they do.
Well,
no. All right, sir. Adam, A D A M. R I D E A U X. Well, I can't find them. Hang on one second. Here we go. He was born 12/24/1948. Today is 11/15/25. He's a 76-year-old gentleman. Currently on hospice care, under hospice care with history of hypertensive heart disease. He's ADL dependent. He definitely has bowel and bladder incontinence. He has a provider who gets him out of bed and puts him back in bed. At the end of the day, he's confused. He used to be a construction worker all of his life. Hang on, babe, I'm dictating this. He used to be a construction worker all of his life. He also has a history of hypertensive heart disease, essential hypertension, atrial fibrillation, venous insufficiency, weight loss, syncopal episodes, patient with history of neuropathy, pain on pain medication, as well as gabapentin. He has secondary pulmonary hypertension, poor to calorie malnutrition. He also has a history of spinal stenosis causing paraplegia, iron deficiency anemia, vitamin D deficiency, patient belongs to New York Heart Association class 4 due to his shortness of breath both at rest and with any kind of activity. He's lost tremendous amount of weight and functional decline in the past 6 months. Has been hospitalized multiple times with exacerbation of CHF. He also developed a sacral ulcer because of inactivity. He had initially lost 20 pounds and continues to lose weight. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. He has a PPS of 40%. Patient's vital signs to the two-side 96% on room air, 40/80, pulse 78 while patient was laying flat. He has oxygen available to him. He also has thinkable episodes when he gets up. Someone has to be present to get him out of bed. His PPS is at 40%. His orthostatic hypotension is related to his autonomic nervous system dysfunction. His LMAC is at 23 centimeter. He's eating less, about 75% of his meal. Patient has a high risk of developing breakdown, as he had at one time with a sacral decubitus ulcer. For this reason, he requires frequent moving to reduce the chance of sepsis, death, and infection. Hello? Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Given patient's worsening condition and the findings discussed above, patient continues to remain hospice appropriate. Did I say his LMAC is 23 centimeter? I hope I did. If I didn't, put that in there, please. Yep, that's it. Thank you.